Und sie rein in der Türe, was ist denn Buch?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. With the short time that we have, we'll try first give a few, literally 2-3 minutes, like Dom, about the importance of Mitzvah Stokka, ready from the Torah and the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. And then I'd like to touch on a few halachos of Hilchos Maisa, Ve'Negeya, and then about Hilchos Stokka, the preferences, where to give Stokka to. I'm not coming to any halachos Maisa, I'm just saying over a state and from the Poskim. So, short introduction, the Torah in Parshas Re'eh, I think it is, Perek Tesvav, says a whole bunch of psukim and love in that a person can be mekayim by giving stocker. It says loy samitz as the vavchov loy sukpois esyotcha mechicha avyon gimseach tiftach esyotcha vavit havitenu nosin titan a whole bunch of assays and love in that a person can be mekayim when he gives stocker. The Rambam actually says, Chayv Anur Yizod a Mitzvah Stokka, a person should be careful with the Mitzvah Stokka, Yosim Mikol Mitzvah Sase, more than any other Mitzvah. Sha Stokka Siman Lesadik Zer Avraham Avinu, that if a person gives Stokka, it shows that he's a descendant of Avraham Avinu, Shenema Kidat Leman Hashay, Saves Bonav Lassis Stokka, that giving Stokka shows that a person is descendant on Avraham Avinu. Now, interesting, beginning of Shulchan Aruch in Yodei Reish Mem Zayin, beginning of Hilchos Stokka, normally the Shulchan Aruch is Halacha Sefer. The first few Se'ifim, he mamash goes to town with the importance of giving Stokka. I'll just say very briefly what the Shulchan Aruch said. He says, Mitzvah Se, Litzin Stokka, Kefi HaSagas Yad, person should give Stokka according to his means, to come upon the Saveinu Bar Mitzvah Se, but Lo Sase Lemalim Einav, that if a person does it, he's Mekayin Ase, and you over loy to say if you don't give. And he says if a person doesn't give stock, it's like he's over the avodah zara, and a person can be over shvicha stomach, because only a poor person needs money to live, and you don't give him money can cause him to die. And then he says le'olam inadam manim nastoka, a person will never lose out for giving stocker. Loy dava rava loy hezem skagal yada, no bad things will happen to a person by giving stocker. And he says, "Kolam erachim al aniim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu merachem alav." A person has rachmanos on a poor person, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanos on him. And the ma'ad zon, that light you want, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if you give to Oni, listen to the Oni's needs, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu will answer to your needs and listen to your tefillahs even more. It's all from the Shulchan Aruch. Then he also says, "Hastoka doicha es hagzeis hakoshes." Stoka pushes away all bad degrees, and it saves a person from death. That's a short introduction for what it says about giving stocker. Okay, let's try hit the ground a little bit. So, the Sefer Chinuch starts off by saying that the Neges Chomok and Chosman Beschayim in the Kavis, Rova Azer, Velo Os Stocker, Beish, and Nishal Olea. It seems from the Sefer Chinuch that the biggest mitzvah stocker is when an oni is in a maximum need, and you should go and give him stocker to go and help him out. Then the Gemara Kesuvos says that a person mechoyev to give, the Gemara is out from day machsoim, the Gemara says in Kesuvos, that you have to give Oni all his needs. So if Oni used to have a car, and now he lost his car, we'll see, does every person need to do all of that? But the black and white mitzvah of the Gemara in Ksuva says, De machsoyo asheyechsele afilo sus leuchoy v'lova ever lost the funnel. If Oni used to be accustomed to a certain lifestyle, you need to go and give the poor person all the money what he needs for living for his lifestyle. And the Rambam also says, Mitzvah Se, Litzin Stokka La'aniyim, Kefima Shiroi La'oni. Whatever the Oni used to be accustomed, that's what you need to give. Mehoisa Yad Anoisa, Masagas, Shenem Absach, Tiftach Esyotcha, Esyotcha Lois. You have to give the Oni whatever he used to. So if someone was very wealthy and then he went poor, and he used to be accustomed to drive a very posh car or very fancy foods, according to basic halacha, you'd have to give him all to what the Oni used to be. But the Ramah Azon over here and says, The Shulchan Aruch also says, Shir Nesinasa, Im Yodam Asagat Yitin Kifsoy Chanim. If a person can afford it, and a poor person comes to your door and says, I used to have this, X, Y, Z, the whole list of things I used to have, and now I can't afford it. The person's got the means, he should be giving the poor person everything what the poor person needs. The Mar Azanan says, that only applies to when, if you're the only person who needs to help him. If you're in a community that there's 50 people who can help the Oni, it's not all obligation upon you. Every single person in a community or in the shul or the kahila, they need to help him. So we do need to get this poor person up to the standards where it used to be, but it's not all a chiyuv upon you yourself. Okay. Now, so if a person can give, Oni knocks at your door and he can give everything that the Oni needs, then that's the best what you should be giving. So if the Oni needs £5,000, then you really should be giving him £5,000. But not everyone's in such a situation that they're able to give every Oni that knocks on the door all the money. And also, like the Ramah says, if a person's in a kahila where there's loads of other people that can help him out, so it's not all chiyuv on you. So then, how much then money do you need to give to stocker? So the bare minimum, the Gemara Baba Basra says, is, I don't know how much that is nowadays, is a third of a shekel for a year. The bare minimum to be mekayem the mitzvah stocker is to give a third of a shekel for a year. Now, if a person can give more than that, what many people can, so then, how much then do you need to give? So then it comes to the Indian of giving Maisa. So it's already brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Shia Nisinosa, Im Yod Masages, if a person's able to, Yitin Kifisoy Chanim, you should give to whatever the Oli needs. Im Im Yod Masages Kolkach, if you can't give £10,000 to give the Oli everything he needs, Yitin Adchoy Mishn Chosov, Mitzvah Minamukha. So the Mitzvah Minamukha is to give a fifth of a person's earnings to an Oni, or we'll see if, in a few minutes more what to give it to. The Echon Me'asar Midabenis, and a tenth, where the Indian on Maisa comes from, that's Midabenis, that's the average. Pochus Mikan Ayin Rav, a person only gives a fifth of his, 20th or 30th of his earnings, that's Ayin Rav, that's called the literal English, a stingy person. That person will go more into it soon. From a person's earnings, they have to go and give a tenth to Maisa. So, just to recap very quickly, that means the basic chiyuv, what's brought in already in the Gemara and in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, is if a poor person comes to your door, you should give him everything he needs. But if there's other people can help, or you can't do that, then you should at least give Maisa. Now, is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mitzvah minamufcha. That means it's a nice thing to do. So, is that the end of it, start of it? Like, what does that mean? You're obligated. It's a nice thing. Midas chasidos. Like, where's the start and end of it? So, there's already a bit of a mekoy in Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Vayetze. It says, "Pasuk chol asher titan li asay asrenu loch." It's talking about by Yaakov Avinu that he would give them. He promised that if Hashem would give him, he's going to give mice on everything that he earns. So Tosfos in Gemar Tanis learns out from this pasuk. The Indian of giving mice, he learned based on this pasuk. Tosfos says that's where the thing of giving mice from. So according to Tosfos, the Indian of giving mice is based on a pasuk. It's not Stam HaMinuk. But the other Rishonim seem to say that it's only a nice minute to go and give Maisa, but it's not mamash like from the Torah. Now, so it seems to be that, according to Tosfos, it's based from a pasuk. Other Rishonim say it's not based on a pasuk, but it's a shtark, a minug, to go and give Maisa. So now, what does a person need to give Maisa on? So, Rabbeinu Yonah says that on every income that a person gets, or anything, a person needs to give Maisa. His Lashon is, Bichol Dov Shem Estaka, anything that a person earns, Hein Elamit, Hein Lichtov, Hein Lassus Malacha, Afim Motzom Messiah Nosolem Atonah. If a person gets a gift, or he finds something in the street, he has to go and give Maisa on anything he finds, or a gift that he gets. Now, the Pesach Shuvah says that what happens if a person gets a nice Yerusha? Do you need to give nice or not? Pischi Tshuva in Siman Reish Mem Tes, if Kotan Aleph says clearly that if a person gets his father, person's father dies, Chas Shalom, and he gets a nice Yerusha, even if it's on an object, you have to give mice on everything. He said, the gam mi rusha shayosh mi ovis so chalitim maisa, afsha oviv hoi nizah kol yom oba maisa. So definitely you're going to get a nice sum of money. You're going to get, we'll see a bit more detail in a minute, you're going to get pastures, you're going to get a house or something like that, you'll still need to go and give maisa on...
What, you even sold it?
What? If you're getting...
If your house is a Yerusha and you have to give maisa on it?
Very possible, we'll see more. Very possibly you do need to. I'm saying not going to everyone, but very possibly you would need to. Now,
you
then?
Get jewelry for the present.
So you have to give a value of the
tenant. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see more about presents in a minute. Now, what happens if, we'll go through presents and not money, monetary values in a minute. What happens in Eretz Yisrael, it's called Kisvas Yiladim, that you get certain money for every child that you have. Shlomo Zalman says that you have to go and give Maisa on that money that you're going to get from the government for Kisvas Yiladim. And Moshe says also that when a person in England gets tax credits or whatever, universal credit, you have to go and give mice on all the, even though it's a gift from the government, you have to go and give mice on that. Now, let's start with the first question. So, hold on.
Question whether he's machoev mice.
Why not?
Because he's on his, that's his house, isn't it?
Okay, well, there's some new, we'll get there. Now, wait, one second. Sorry, I missed that before, important point. Yeah, so before we go into what you have to give mice on, so I missed out. First of all, the Ramah Taka says that a person's own panosa takes preference, and if a person does not have enough money to live the basic month, the Ramah clearly says you do not need to take mice. And Shlomo Zalman says what's called not having enough. Shlomo Zalman says if a person doesn't have enough income to basic make the month without extra sources or gifts or help from the government, and it's just to literally get through the month, says Shlomo Zalman, based on the Ramah, you will not need to take Maisa. So I suppose the next couple of minutes, when we speak about Maisa, it's relevant to someone that has got enough to live, or he's got a bit of spare, and then he wants to go and take Maisa, what's he need to take Maisa on? So, let's start with the obvious question, what's discussed for Moshe Feinstein. Let's say a person's got enough to live, so he's not in that category that he can't make the month, and he earns, let's say, a month, £7,000, so let's say he needs to take £700, but he has to, like we know, we have to give tax. You have to pay tax. So he's, before tax, he's earning 7,000. But after tax, let's say, for argument's sake, he's earning 5,500. Do you have to give Maisa on 7,000 or on 5,500? So Moshe Feinstein clearly says that you only have to take Maisa on what you take home at the end of the day, 5,500, because that's not considered your income at all. You don't have to take Maisa on that. So you only have to
take expenses of that 5,500 as well.
We're gonna get there. Now, what happens? I'm not sure a salesperson, so I can't mammoth relate to this, but I'm sure more of the audience can relate to this more. What happens if a person has sales tax? Income tax you can knock off from your earnings. What about if a person has sales tax? It's discussed here about
VAT, talking about VAT.
Talking about, let's say, when you sell an item, you have to pay...
That's VAT, isn't it? You don't make profit on that. It's nothing to do with it. You're talking about corporation tax.
So that's here sales tax. Is that not when you...
Sales tax, isn't it?
In America, it's different.
You don't pay profit
sales tax. It says that, Moshe says clearly that you can't knock that off. You can't knock that off your income on the tax that you get when you make a sale. So you'd have to still give Maisa on that on that tax, even though you're not really getting that money. Does that make sense? That's what he... Now, what about... Now, Shem Zalman discussed another point. What about in Eretz Yisrael, where you have to pay bituach lomi? So, secure, do you have to... Shem Zalman says that can be deducted from your income because you're not the most going to get that money. Yeah. But Shem Zalman adds that Anuna, anyone who's lived in Eretz, obviously you might know that, you have to pay on your property because they give you a... They give you a service for that anunah that you pay that can't be deducted from your income for tax. That's what Shem Zalman says, because can only deduct something that you're not going to get the you're not sort of gaining from that money. But here you're gaining from that money because you're gaining from that money that you're paying him basically. So therefore, you can't knock that money off. That's what Shem Zalman says. Now, Shem Zalman discusses another very interesting point. What happens if a person, he's got different investments. One of them makes a big, massive profit, and the other investment makes a massive loss. Do you need to give Maisa on the profit, or do you say that you can knock off from the loss? So Shem Zalman says, as long as it's in the same year, you can knock off the loss from the profit, and you don't need to give Maisa on the profit. Now, it's discussed a bit in the Poskim, we'll say a few things that I'll discuss, that the cost of running a business can also be deducted from your income. So let's say Menachos Yitzchak says, so Shem Zalman already says, let's say like paper or phone usage or different furniture that you might need, that can all be deducted from your income before you have to give Maisa. Chassidus says very interesting. Now, if a person needs a car to get to work, that can also be deducted from your income. And he also said, once a person needs to like look very smart for work, and he needs to buy a £300 suit in Slaters to look very chashuv, you can knock that off of your expenses from your income. And Shem Zalman also said, once a person needs for a few years to go for training to get a certain degree or go to university or even a course, and it could cost a nice amount of money. So as Hashem Zalman, you can knock that off of your, let's say your income is £3,000 a month and you're paying £1,000 for your training, you can knock that off, and it's only like you're earning £2,000. The Shiur Knesset Gedolah says also bechiddush, but it's not so ongenomen, that household expenses can also be deducted from your income. So any expenses you have at home, pardon?
Your mortgage,
can all be deducted. But he's a das yochid on that point. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sheva Levi and the Shem Zalman, they all disagree with that. That you can't knock that off. Now. Do you have to give? So normally you get like things be Russia, but it's not a monetary thing, like a house or something like that. Do you have to go and give Maisa on that? So, the Chazanish from Shlomo Zalman says you only have to give Maisa for monetary things. If you get your Russia or £50,000 in your bank account, you have to give £5,000 Maisa. But if you get a nice house or a car be Russia, because it's not a monetary thing, you do not need to give Maisa on that.
Until you sell it.
Yeah.
It's 10 years later.
Yeah. But the Maisa, Reb Shlomo Zalman argues, and even a non-monetary thing, you have to give Maisa. So let's say you get a house that's worth 200,000 B-Rush, so you'd have to give monetary value £20,000 to Maisa from that house. Huh?
You haven't got it.
So, no, he says, obviously, if a person has the money available. Person has the money available, £20,000, would have to give them £20,000 on the gift that you got, B-Russia. But I think most poskim seem to take on that on you only give mice on a monetary thing, not on an actual item. And another interesting well, there's a lot to say. Okay, we'll finish off with this. Maybe we'll give a share another. carry on another time. Another very, finish with this for tonight, another interesting Shaila mentioned, Shlomo Zalman says, what happens if you get, your company offers you medical insurance. So they give you £500 for your medical insurance. Do you have to go and give NISA on the, it's like you sort of earning income because they're offering it you for free. Do you have to go and give NISA on the cost of the medical insurance?
They don't give you the money, they give you insurance.
But it's like you...
They're paying for you.
I'm just telling you what Shlomo Zalman says, that if a person would pay for your medical insurance, yeah, if your company will not give it you, then you have to give, then the cost of the insurance, you have to go and give NISA on that.
Without getting the money?
Yeah, because because it's
Russia. So
Shlomo Zalman says Russia as well. Shlomo Zalman seems to be very mechum. He says a house as well be Russia. If you have £20,000 available, then you'd have to give. So over here, if you Be'etzem would be paying for medical insurance, and you're getting it from your company, so then it's Kiido that you're gaining that money because you would have paid this. You have to give money.
Shlomo Zalman
saying that? Yeah, gotta be the medical insurance. Okay, we'll count another time.